The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness is vital for us to live a healthy Christian life. Failing to forgive someone who has wronged you may very well hurt you more than them. For example, there was a time in my life when my wife and I managed apartments. The former manager who I had replaced had been allowed to stay in one of the apartments and had been saying bad things about us to others in the complex. Then came one night when he approached me directly and made it clear that he would be taking the job back, and soon he would be gloating standing in the courtyard watching as my wife and I had to move out. Well, a few days later, that is exactly what happened. I can still see him watching as we got in the car to leave. Well, over time, we moved to another state. That confrontation was a horrible experience, and I kept reliving it in my mind for several years in anger, hatred toward that man, until I finally forgave him in my heart. I realized that he was certainly not haunted by those events. My mind was virtually a slave to him while I wallowed in unforgiveness. I carried that burden like a ball and chain. I allowed that to distract me, and when I could have been focused on the Lord, living for Him in those moments. Well, one outstanding example of forgiveness is Joseph. Genesis chapter 37 provides details of when Joseph was thrown into a pit by his brothers, then sold into slavery. The brothers lied to their father, saying that he had been killed. Well, time passed, and Joseph's father dies. Then we pick up the story in chapter 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, 'Please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now, please forgive the transgression of the servants of God of your father.'" Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Friend, if you're harboring a grudge, unforgiveness regarding something done to you, remember the account of Joseph and how God meant it for good. You need to forgive that person. Romans 8, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified." If God, the author of forgiveness, forgives us, then we should forgive ourselves, and then we should forgive all others, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Just listen to and consider what Jesus Christ gave to the disciples as an example, found in Matthew 6. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Friends, how can we love the Lord with all our heart when our thoughts are tied up, focusing on something someone did or said? And then there is also the command for us to love our neighbor as ourself, found in Matthew 22. Jesus said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, true forgiveness clears our mind and brings true joy. Ephesians 4. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.